Irving Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irving Bavli, Daf Kuf Dalad, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalad on the base, and the Mishnah, and that's Halacha Yud Dalad. Sheretz, Shenimts of Migdash, Koin Ritzir, Behemainai, Shreya Shreys of Atuma, Divri Rabbi Yochanan ben Boiker. Rabbi Yochanan Boiker says that if a dead sheretz is found in the Migdash on Shabbos, a Koin takes it outside in his belt to avoid delaying the Tuma in the Migdash, even on Shabbos. Even though Sheretz is Muksa, the concern to get rid of the Tumas Mace overrides Shavuos. Vida Oimer, Basavas, Shele Eitz, Shele Harbois, and Zatuma. Vida says that he takes it out with wooden tongs to avoid increasing the Tumas to the garments. Wooden Kalim without receptacle and not my couple Tumas. Ve'echa Maitsiyin Oisai, where must we remove it or similar Tumas? Ve'echa Umina Ulam, Mi Ben Ul Aulman of Ezveyach, Diru Shim Ben Nanas. The human answered, we must remove it from the Heichel, the Ulam, and between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Kiva Oime, Mokem Shechayv Malzdoyna Kawes, Ashiv Gosa Chatas, Misham Mitzin Oisei. The Kiva answered that any place in which a Tamei person is Chayav Kawes, intentionally and Chayav Chatas, if he did it unintentionally, if he delays there, meaning anywhere in the entire Zohar, we remove it from there. The Shakra Makayim Reis Koshin Olaz Pesachta. If it's found anywhere else, we cover it with a Pesachta, which is a big bowl. Shimon says, the Chacham permitted to you only what really is permitted to you. It is permitted to you only Shavuos, which is an Issa Dravonon, as we'll explain. One says, Amar lo Yubi Yochan Rebbeika, lo Nimsis Meshaya B'tuma. Yochan Rebbeika said to Yehuda, you're obligated taking it out with wooden tongs. Don't you delay the Tuma until we find the tongs? Amar lo Nimsis Ma'be B'tuma. He just says, you say that he takes it out inside his belt, do you not increase the tumor, because the belt becomes tummy. Amalai, mutuf lazal, al mitzvah leisase, shloi basli de mimit, yadi mitzvah leisase, shibasli de fonov. He just says that it's better to transgress the leisase, that he does not do overtly, means delaying the tumor is passive, than to transgress the leisase overtly, being with tummy the appellate. Amaviesi babun, astia elain plugta ki elain plugta. So this argument is like the following arguments. The Tanina and Tamarim, Kitzad, Mafrishim, Chala B'tumma B'yom Tuf, Abi, Shizib Lezer, Imer, Laitukwala, Shem, Antutiafe. How do we separate Chala and Tumma on Yom Tuf or Pesach? Lezer says he didn't call it Chala until after it's baked. Maseu, Imer, Tata, Lezainan, Maseu says he separates Chala from the dough and puts it in cold water to impede its fermenting and becoming chametz. And you should say, now, Rishu, Imer, Laizel, Chametz, Shemazan love al bayua al balimanse, ele mefarashasa al melichasa, ada erev, ve'im chmite, chmite. The Shua said that this is not chomet about which we commanded bayua balimanse, you shouldn't own it in your possession. While he separates chala and leaves it and he doesn't burn it until once a yam tuf, if it ferments, it ferments. I'm a loyal Shua, loy nims the serif kachin yam tuf. Said to Beleza, you hold that he calls it challah and leaves it in the oven. Don't you find that he's burning kodshim, which is tamei challah, on Yom Tov? Amalei Beleza, meileim in the sofim, Beleza says that they burn by themselves. Amalei Beleza, say, lo nimtis oiva al leiva leimatse. Beleza said, according to you, don't you find that he transgresses the assurim of aliva leimatse? Amalei mutuv lav ala mitzis leisase shule basale de mitz yadacha mitzis leisase shubasale lefalecha. She also says it's better to transgress a leisase, it does not do overtly when it ferments by itself, than to transgress a leisase overtly by burning challah on Yom Tov.